Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Phew! Okay, that is the last of the decorations. You sure had a lot of ornaments stashed up in the attic. What? What do you mean all these are mine? That's clearly your name scribbled on every last one of these boxes. Man, whoever wrote your name must be really bad at spelling. I mean, it almost looks like my name, but I know it's your name, so. Look, it doesn't matter who may or may not be hoarding all these ornaments. What matters is that we finally get to decorate a tree together. Yeah, I love you too. Come here. Mwah. Hey, watch those hands, mister. We've got better things to do with them tonight. This tree is going to be perfect when we're through with it. Okay, first things first. Let's get those lights up. What? Why would you put the ornaments on first? They'll just get in the way if we try to put the lights on later. Besides, haven't you watched any of those obnoxious Christmas movies? It's always the lights that go wrong. If we get them out of the way first, everything else will be smooth sailing. Oh yeah? Well, it sounds like someone just volunteered for light hanging duty. I, being the most amazing girlfriend I am, will diligently supervise. So, do you want to do the multicolored lights or white? Trick question. It doesn't matter, because in this house, we do both. Oh. Well, the rainbow ones got tangled up. Here, you can start hanging these ones while I work on... Wait! I forgot something really, really, really important! Duh! Hot chocolate, you goonie! How can you call it a tree decorating session without a drink that just screams winter holidays? Here, you take the rest of the lights. I'm sure it'll be fine, even without my awesome supervision. Just don't set the tree on fire, okay? And I'll go take care of refreshments. Actually, make or break question time. This is like the be-all, end-all question. The ultimate question. Milk or water? Oh, okay, thank goodness. There is hope for our future yet. Two mugs of milky hot chocolate coming right up. Mwah. So, how are the lights coming along? What do you mean they aren't tangled? I saw them. There's no way you got them. What sorcery have you performed to untangle those so fast? Doesn't matter. Get to hanging those lights. I told you, I'm supervising. You can have your hot chocolate when you're finished with those lights. Then, if you're lucky, maybe I'll grace you with my unmatched skill at light hanging for the white ones. No pressure or anything, but you better hurry up if you want to enjoy your hot chocolate while it's still fresh off the kettle. Hey, that is no excuse to get sloppy, mister. That row is totally uneven. Go back and fix it. There, see? That's much better, and you're already halfway done. Look how fast you got all that done. Now, why don't you take a break and relax while I finish up the lights? Don't forget about your hot chocolate. Of course I left it in the kettle, so it'd be nice and warm for you still. Yeah, I know you love me. You should. Honey, can you come here for a sec? I might need some help with the lights. Yeah, they're really tangled around this section. Could you maybe be my big, strong PogChan champ and perform that untangling sorcery again? Oh, perfect. Thank you, sweetie. I knew I kept you around for a reason. I know. Get off me. I know. It's because I love you. Ugh. We just have to finish this tree. Watch those hands. Oh, wait. Before you go, I need help with one more thing. Last bit of the tree is, reach. I said it's too high up. No! Shut up! I am not saying it again. I know you heard me, you jerk. This is how you repay your awesome girlfriend for making you the best cup of hot chocolate you ever had? Ugh, well fine. Let's see if I make any nice hot drinks for you ever again after this. Oh no, you don't think you can just make this better by giving me a hug, do you? You're gonna have to do way better than... Hey, what are you doing? Put me down! Ugh! I hate being picked up, you know? Ugh. I'm serious. Put me down. Okay, I'll admit it. Just put me down, okay? But no! I don't want to be tall if you're just gonna hoist me up like that. Ugh. Thank you. Now then, back to the... What do you mean I have to say it? Look, we all say things we don't mean from time to time, like how you said you liked my cooking when we first got together, or how I say that I don't mind when you take up all the room on the couch. But, no, I guess I don't really mind that you take up all the room. Just means I get to lay on you instead. But that's besides the point. Our current task at hand is finishing up these lights. You don't need to stand so close, you know. I can reach the top just fine, see? Fine. I guess I could use some help. Are you really gonna make me say it? We could come to an agreement. You could forget about this silly, tiff, and I'll totally make it up to you later. Whatever you want. Even that thing where I pet you and I know how much you like it, but I don't say it. What? What? I still have to say it? But sweetie, surely there's something you want more than that. I mean, it's almost Christmas after all. Think of all the gifts you could get out of such a small compromise. You don't have to be standing that close. Why do you have that look in your eyes? No! Ugh! Put me down! How dare you attack me like this? I trusted you, and this is how you choose to repay my kindness? I've been absolutely bamboozled. You hear me? Bamboozled! Are you seriously just gonna keep doing this until I say it? Ugh, fine. Huh, you're cute and small and tiny and you don't even come up to my shoulders. Huh, now you have to put me down. I said what you wanted. Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to finish the tree sometime this night. Since I can't quite reach the very tippy top of the tree, can you hang these for me, please? What's next? Tinsel? You can handle that. I'm not going anywhere near it. Mom used to make me hang it up and made me all itchy. No, thank you. Not this year. Or any of them. Just put up some of the random silver gold ones. Not too much, though. It has a habit of getting everywhere, regardless. Okay, it's time for the people's favorite part. Hanging the ornaments. Man, there are so many boxes in here. I guess we'll just pick a random box and start going through it. This looks like a bunch of those fancy ones you see on TV. And the really cliche Hallmark movies. I mean, yeah, they're pretty, I guess, but don't they kind of feel generic and basic? I don't know. Maybe we could find better ones. Ugh, it's just another generic box of... Are these things even plastic? Ugh, I can never tell. But they definitely are festive. Maybe some of these and the Hallmark ones might look good? What'd you find over there? What are you hiding? What? Is it embarrassing? Is it the baby picture ornaments? Let me see, let me see, let me see! Yoink! Too slow! Oh, look at you! You're so cute! You're so small and cute in your little baby self! Oh, look at you! What? I mean, you have to admit, little bare bum baby right here looks really adorable. I'm being serious. They are adorable. Can we put this up near the top, please? No, you can't just hide in the branches up there. How am I going to gush over how cute you were every single day? There, see? Was that really so hard? We'll just add that to the favor I'll have to return for you later, okay? Thank you, I love you. Mwah! You found another box? Oh. Oh. Wait, I know that box. Oh god, put that away right now. Look, there are some things in this world we should never lay eyes on. This is one of those things. It's a cursed box. I promise, you want nothing to do with it. As soon as you lay your eyes on the contents of that box, venom will spit out into your eyes and burn your eyeballs off. And nobody wants that. Hey, don't just ignore me. Yeah. Those are my ornaments. Of course I have baby picture ones. And no, we cannot hang them up, and that is final. What do you mean they look cute next to each other? I refuse. I just want to look at how cute you were. Leave mine in the box and we can... What? How dare you? You can't just hang it all the way up there. Oh, well, you know I can't reach. Yes, I asked you to put yours up there, but that was so I could see it easier. That doesn't mean you can just put mine up there as well. Now everyone will see it. Ugh! Wait, are those cookies? What do you mean, of course they are? Normal people don't just hang cookies on the tree. Well, duh. Cookies are for eating, you nerd dork champ. And I won't have it any other way. Not in this household. Okay, fine, okay. Yeah, I guess you've been doing most of the work anyway, and if you really want to put the cookies and me on the tree, then I guess you can. I think that's everything. Oh, wait, the most important piece, the star on top. Come here, I need to use you as like a makeshift ladder. Don't give me that look, mister. You're lucky you escaped with your life trying to get me to say it once. Not one word out of that bratty mouth of yours, okay? Now hold still and let me get on your shoulders. This is a very delicate procedure. Hold still! Okay, now move me closer to the trees so I can place the star. And don't wobble too much or we might fall. Okay, a little bit closer, like 1 inch to the right. Okay, there. All done. Can you let me down now? Perfect. Wow, we really put this tree together well. Not including the cursed ornament on top, of course. And all we need to do now is turn on the lights and hope they work. Okay, moment of truth. You want to do the honors? I'm kind of too scared. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh. I'm so glad we got to spend all this time together. Even if you were being a bully about it. Yeah, it was totally a lot of fun. I think there's still some hot chocolate left. We can finish and cuddle for a while. I'll even let you have most of the couch again this time.